Stranded 2. Trial by Fire. Chapter 3. After their tiny breakfast, Vanessa sat on a fallen tree in the clearing outside the cave. It felt good to soak up some sun at the end of such a long, cold night. Buzz and Jane flopped onto their backs next to her. Carter stayed on his feet, leaning on the axe like a walking stick. Everyone looked exhausted. It was tempting to get some sleep finally, but they couldn't afford to waste the daylight. There was too much to do. "Listen, you guys," Vanessa said. "We need to start collecting firewood right away. We're going to have to get some water, too, and I think we should..." "First of all, we need to get one thing straight," Carter said. "You're not in charge here, Vanessa, okay?" Vanessa glared back at him. Carter had been this way from the moment their parents had introduced the kids to one another. It was as if he was allergic to having anyone else tell him what to do. "Don't be like that, Carter. We need to make a fire, we need to drink something, and we need to work together," she said. "That's what I'm talking about," Carter answered. "Work. I want to get busy. All you ever want to do is talk. I say two of us should go get water while the other two hike up to Lookout Point, grab that signal flare, and bring it down here to make a fire." "Now who's giving orders?" Vanessa asked. "Besides, we need that flare to stay where it is." 3 days earlier, the four of them had assembled a pyre of kindling and wood to use as a signal fire in case a plane or a ship passed by the island. It sat in the highest place they could find, a rocky outcropping above their beach that Jane had named Lookout Point. In the middle of that pyre, they'd left one of the flares from the Lucky Star. The flares were like small, self-igniting torches, but they could be used only once. "If anyone comes looking for us, we're going to have one chance to get rescued," Vanessa said. "Nothing's more important than that." "Except staying alive in the meantime," Carter countered. "I was freezing last night, weren't you?" "I wish we'd taken more of those flares off the boat," Buzz said. "There were at least five of them in the cockpit." "Yeah, well, I wish we'd taken a lot of things, but we didn't, did we?" Carter asked impatiently. Vanessa watched Buzz to see what he'd say. Sometimes she wished he'd stand up to Carter more. Besides being the same age, the two boys were nothing alike. "Vanessa's right. If we can't start that signal fire quick when we need it, then it's not going to do us any good," Buzz said. But Carter wasn't buying it. "Once we have a fire down here, we can use it to make a torch or something. We could use that instead of the flare." "Not if it rains and the fire goes out," Vanessa said. "Besides, do you really think you can get a lit torch all the way up there?" They'd been back and forth to Lookout Point several times now. Up a steep gravel slope, along the narrow lip of a ravine, and across a fallen tree. The idea of trying to do all that with a burning stick in one hand seemed impossible to Vanessa. "What about you, Jane?" Carter asked. "Do you want to try to sleep through another freezing cold night, or do you want a nice warm fire?" Jane took a long time to answer. She looked at each of them as if the gears in her brain were spinning even faster than usual. At home, she was the one who never got into arguments with the others. Jane's mother called her the great peacemaker and said she'd probably win a Nobel Prize one day. Vanessa didn't doubt it. Still, when Jane finally did answer, it wasn't what Vanessa expected to hear. "I think we should elect a leader," she said. As soon as the words came out of her mouth, Jane could feel Carter's glare burning right into her. "Elect a leader?" he asked. "Not like a boss," she said. "Just someone who can decide what needs to happen and how it's going to get done. Like a manager." She knew Carter wanted her to take his side about the flare, but this seemed like the fairest way to decide. Carter shook his head. "You know what? You've been hanging around these two too much." "What's that supposed to mean?" Vanessa asked. "You Diazes are always trying to organize everyone else's life," he told her. "I don't do that," Buzz said quietly, but Carter didn't seem to be listening. "It's like there has to be a schedule for everything," he went on. That day we left, your dad made us get to the airport 2 hours early just so we could sit around. You're the one who never thinks 5 seconds ahead of time, Vanessa told him. Someone has to. Wrong, Carter said. Someone has to get some water. Someone has to build a fire. Jane hated all the fighting. It was one thing when Carter and Vanessa were at home, locking each other out of the bathroom, or seeing who could shout the loudest. But that's not what was at stake here. Why couldn't they see that? I'm voting for Buzz, Jane blurted out. Vanessa and Carter stopped to stare at her. Buzz only looked at the ground, poking the dirt with a long stick. He knows more about this stuff than any of us. You want Buzz to be the leader? Carter asked. Don't make me laugh. Now Buzz did look up. First of all, I don't want to be the leader, he said. And second of all, shut up, Carter. You going to make me? Carter asked. Jane stood up. This is what I'm talking about, you guys. I'm the youngest, and even I can see how stupid you're being. Can't we just vote, please? Fine with me, Vanessa said. I vote for myself. What a shock, Carter said. Well, I'm the oldest. So what? I'm the strongest, Carter said. I vote for me. I vote for Vanessa too, Buzz said. And Jane, you should vote for someone else. I don't want it. Yeah, Jane, vote for someone else, Carter said. She could feel that stare of his again, and she knew what it meant. But Vanessa was the oldest. She was also way more organized than Carter. That was just a fact. Well, then, I vote for Vanessa, she said softly. What? I'm sorry, Carter. He'd probably expected her to vote for him, since she was his real sister. But only Carter thought of it that way anymore. The Bensons and the Diazes were one family now, whether he liked it or not. Yeah, okay, Carter said after a long pause. Vanessa's the leader, but only on one condition. Anyone can change their vote any time. No way, Vanessa said. That's stupid. But Carter's hand was already in the air. This is how we figure stuff out, right? We vote. Jane, Buzz, what do you think? That seems fair, Jane said and raised her hand. It seemed like a good way for everyone to get something they wanted. But it has to be 3-1. If it's 2-2, then nothing changes. I can live with that, Carter said. Buzz seemed to think so, too. Whatever, he said and raised his hand. Can we just get on with this? For the first time, Carter sat down. Yeah, go ahead, Vanessa, he said. You wanted to be the leader. How are we going to make this fire without a flare? Jane held her breath. She knew if Vanessa didn't have some kind of answer, the arguing was just going to start all over again. But Vanessa didn't even hesitate. She looked right over at Buzz. Okay, Buzz, she said. What do you know about making fire from scratch?